Hello.
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 Thanks for playing with me, guys.
Oh, man. I jumped on that right away.
Man, barbershop quartet all day.
Well, what's the three-piece? Because there's not four of us. Unless it's you, dear listener.
Exactly.
Ooh, it is. Were you doing it with us?
I hope so. If you weren't, stop and go back to the beginning and then do
it. Do it with us.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Man. And welcome you, dear listener, to episode 17 of Come Get Your Podcast. I am your host, Adam.
I am Dustin.
And I'm Chris. And
here we go. How's it going, guys?
Good. Doing good.
Yeah, not bad at all.
It's how you doing?
Well, depends how you, what day you ask. I've been rather under the weather as of late in the past two weekends, including this one, although you can't hear this one, so that's
God, nice. Thank God. That'd be fucked up.
Would be fucked up. We were supposed to record last weekend because that's kind of how our schedule works out for recording, although with our new podcast year resolutions, I think this might be the new recording time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we can get that episode turned around, get it out to you right away.
Mm-hmm. Right. We are committed to holding up at least 33% of our resolutions.
Yes, exactly. Because last week, when we were supposed to record, I didn't have a voice. And also, I didn't have equilibrium in my face.
You had a, what was going on there?
I had food poisoning last weekend, which, you know, happens, and that's fine, and that's easy to, you know, kind of get through. However, on the second day of said food poisoning, I was awoken at 5 o'clock in the morning by what felt like somebody punching me in the back of the head, and I couldn't sit up.
Was it Misty?
No, it wasn't Misty, because I was facing Misty. I thought about it.
So was there anybody there?
Not unless they hid beneath the lip of my bed.
Yeah, it's like they can't hide under your bed.
It's probably John Cena.
That makes sense. And anyway,
yeah, it's like that's where we're going to leave it.
I couldn't sit upright and couldn't stand, and everything in my room was spinning. It's basically like the stereotypical thing. It was like, oh, you got so drunk the room starts spinning, except it was worse than that.
Yeah, you didn't get to enjoy the alcohol.
Because I wasn't drunk.
Yeah, you have like vertigo or something?
Basically, that's what it was vertigo. Okay. And for about 36 hours, it didn't hit me again ever as bad as the initial one, but like I was definitely like woozy and my like head felt like it was just swimming.
Yeah, was it something in your like, was it with your ears at all? Or was it just in the back of your head?
Well, it has to be an inner ear thing, right?
Right.
Because, you know,
that's what I would think.
Your cerebrospinal fluid, when it can shift around every once in a while, and that's what basically controls your balance. And I think it all just pooled in the back of my head for some reason. And, it fucked me up for a while.
It's all that headbanging you do.
Yeah, I know. I can't help it. Music's too good.
It's all that Papa...
Move to the rhythm.
It's all that Papa Roach.
Oh, Lord.
Don't judge me.
So how'd you get food poisoning?
Sushi.
Oh, say it ain't so.
Oh, I do say so. And except, and it wasn't like it was gross gas station sushi or grocery store sushi.
Man, you're giving me PTSD. I forgot about that. That's just bringing back in memories.
I went to an actual sushi restaurant, and Misty and I tried a couple new rolls that we hadn't tried before, and I think it was one of those.
I like that you're like, we're like, where'd you get it from? And you said Shogun. And I think me and Dust are both like, not the spicy garlic shrimp.
No.
I was afraid of that as well. Both Misty and I had food poisoning last weekend. So that's how we realized it wasn't like we were hungover really bad or something like that, because we both started feeling the after effects at the same time the next day. Except I didn't throw up or have diarrhea. So somehow. Like,
good.
The saving grace is I kept everything inside me where it should have been.
Maybe that was throwing off your equilibrium.
That maybe, because, like, I was nauseous as hell, don't get me wrong, but everything stayed inside, and then the next day was when I couldn't stand. I don't know.
That's not a fun time.
So that was last weekend, and I was fine by Monday late evening. My head was back to normal, or felt like it was back to normal.
Yeah, I was surprised. I walked in Monday at like 8 a.m. and I saw you at your desk, and I was like, wow, that's impressive. I don't know how he's even here right now. But
I don't remember going there. No. I could stand up and I could walk Monday morning, and I just said, fuck it. And I could go to work. Which is fine, because about 8 other people called off that day and didn't come in. So now I look like a fucking golden god compared to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now next time you want to play... hooky from work or something, you just go, man, I got
this
more.
Is how I get away with taking random days off of
work. Yeah, you come in when you're actually sick, and then you take days off when you're quote unquote sick, and enjoy your Friday.
30 sucks, guys. I'm tired. Not even halfway through it.
No, we talked about it, man. I hit 30, boom, a month later I had to get my gallbladder out. Like, shit is not good. Dustin, you've been experiencing that for like the past 20 years, so I don't understand how you're doing it.
Dustin hit 30 and the cotton gin came out, and then he got real sick. And
fucking, I'm not even going to respond to that. Fuck you. All
right. So that's basically been my past 2 weekends. But other than that, everything's fine. Like, I'm honestly fine. I can get over this. I'm drinking water. I'm drinking cranberry juice.
Yeah, that's really all. I mean, that's all you can. I mean, they give you some antibiotics or something, but
what do you
if
got?
If it gets worse, then I'm definitely going to the doctor. But right now, I don't feel like I need to. I can just rough it out for a couple days.
Rub some dirt on it. Your penis, that is. Because it's, you know.
Oh.
I don't like it when you say penis on the podcast.
That's the line. All right, we found it.
Okay.
That's the line.
All right, well, we know where to stop now.
But speaking of dirty words, there are a bunch of dirty people at our fucking office, other than the people who are sick and have to be there, basically. Yeah,
this is a different form of dirty. This is like Christina Aguilera dirty.
No, that's a dirty even. I like.
Yeah, that's the dirty you welcome.
What?
This is the dirty...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What? Christina Aguilera dirty? You don't want that?
No, not at all.
That's how you get a UTI.
Exactly.
Hey, man, that's a UTI that you welcome.
That's worth it. Anyway, no, there's fucking disgusting people that Dustin and I work with, and specifically in the bathroom. And, you know, in the bathroom, bad things happen. It's a bathroom that's supposed to be that way.
Yep.
But would you ever eat a sandwich in the bathroom at work? Like, in your own home, I can't really, you know. I can only go, nah, all right, it's your own home. You do what you need to do. But at work, in an office setting with over 150, 200 people there, would you eat a sandwich in the bathroom?
Only if it's Subway.
Well, okay, that's good news. What this guy did. Yeah, good news. I witnessed a man eat a foot-long Subway sub in the bathroom at work because our break room was full, and which, you know, no place to sit down to eat your, what I hope is a meatball sub. We're allowed to eat at our desks at work.
That's where I eat.
We're allowed to eat in our cars in general life. You know, you're allowed to eat in your car.
Whenever you feel like it.
I don't know if I'd choose the bathroom at work.
He likes that little bit of zest on his sandwich.
That's so fucking...
To part the kimono a little bit, the men's bathroom at Tussin's and my job is small, has 2 stalls, one of which is a handicap, and then 1 urinal, and then there's like a table by the door that has like an air freshener on it, or used to have flowers for some reason, I don't know.
It's where I put my water bottle when I'm using the urinal.
Right.
Yeah.
It's also a place where you can eat your foot-long Subway sandwich, apparently. And the worst part of it, or the best part, depending how you want to look at it, is I was in the first stall, and I heard the the telltale signs of a Subway wrapper unwrapping. That crinkle tinkle.
Oh, yeah.
And I, through the crack in the door, I saw the Subway logo. And then I saw it being raised to said person's mouth to for consumption. And then we made eye contact.
That's even without the Subway sandwich. That's still like, that. I don't want to be in that situation. I don't want eye contact.
Because he's leaning against the wall that is opposite of where I am.
Oh man, he's Cool Hand Luke in it.
He's going to town on a meatball sub. I hope. We make eye contact, and at that point, he had two options: fight or flight. And he chose the in-between, I guess, with a mysterious third option that I didn't mention before. And he walked to the other side of the table where he proceeded to lean against the wall and finish his sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Your work scares me.
There are some fucked up people there.
I think that's my favorite part, is that he made eye contact and then he felt enough shame to just move to the other side. But, like, he didn't leave the bathroom.
No, he didn't.
Is he a new person? Maybe he didn't know he could eat.
No, he's been there for a year and a half or two.
I mean, we're not gonna say anything, but like in inquiring about what took place at work, I know the person. I know who this is.
Okay.
And I'm not surprised that he eats Subway sandwiches in the bathroom. That's all I'm gonna say. Given his
And then there was yesterday, where once again I was in the bathroom doing my stuff, because 8 hours is a long time. And
yeah, like you do. Yeah,
like you do. And then someone proceeds to come in and use the urinal, and then they proceed to just leave. We have a hand sanitizer station inside the men's bathroom, in case, I don't know, you don't like the soap smell.
Yeah, in case you don't
want
to use
waste water, I don't know. I mean, the sink is probably dirty, too, because people just fucking cough all over their hands and just rub it all over the sink and put their mouths on it, for all I know.
What? Yeah. I'm about to say, like, what? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, where you guys work, that probably does happen.
Yeah.
And then he didn't use that either and just walked out of the bathroom. Did he not touch himself? Oh, also, prior to this, I heard the door open, and as the door was opening, he was unzipping. Bold move, sir,
Yeah, I mean, what if you walk in and both stalls and the urinal are all taken up? Now you're just standing there with your fucking
dicks out.
Yeah, like, oh, well.
I tweeted about this yesterday, so you can look at my Twitter and see it. It's a bold move to walk in as you're unzipping yourself, right? Even bolder to not use the soap or the hand sanitizer station and just walk out.
I don't understand some of these people.
It's not the same person as the meatball eater. It's someone else.
Do you know this person? Are you surprised by his actions too?
I don't know who it is. Dustin has a strong suspicion as to who it is, and it makes sense.
Yeah. Does he wear glasses?
I don't know. I only saw his feet and pants. All
right. There is one guy I know. I've seen him many times just come in, use the urinal, use the stall, and just leave.
Gross.
I don't understand.
He drives an F-150 like a jackass, so I'm not saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I don't, it's so weird. Like, I'm the type of person that I go to the bathroom, wash my hands in the sink with soap and water, dry my hands off, and then I wipe down the mirror in front of the sink because I don't think it should just be splashed with water. And then you have this guy who's just...
Apparently, I mean, he's not splashing it with water.
No, he's not. Yeah, that's true. He's just getting his.
The only reason I know it's a different guy for sure is whoever the Subway eater is a shorter, more rotund man, and this guy is a lanky.
Yeah, I know.
And I know who you think it is, and that makes sense to me.
I know the Subway eater. We know that because you saw his face. Man,
so that's what's been going on at work the past few weeks, and it's a wonder why I'm getting sick all the time.
Yeah, it's just the Wild West out there, man. It just do what they
one
want.
One of my One of my coworkers likes to eat his boogers because he thinks it builds his immune system.
What the fuck?
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
What, bearing the lead here, what is he, six? What the fuck?
No, I don't know how old he is, but he's a man-child, for sure, 100%.
Well, yeah.
What, and, does he have science to back this up?
God, I think. Oh, okay. He's one of those.
That's the first mistake.
You know, and, yeah, he, I heard that, and I just got sick immediately. I never saw it, thankfully.
He actually defends this?
He openly does it?
I've not seen him do it, but in my, I see his back on a given day. But I was told by one of my coworkers that has sat next to him for a while that he had mentioned that he eats his own boogers because it builds his immune system.
Hey, guys, people, not you two, people, listeners, PSA. don't do that.
No.
That's gross.
Does he drink his own urine, too? What the fuck, man? Because it's sterile and he
likes the taste.
Yeah. That's so fucking gross. Oh, my God.
What's his stance on vaccinations?
Well, this is a guy that when, like, once we had free, like, sandwiches, like, once in a while we get, like, catered food in from, mm-hmm. and, like, we had Jimmy John's, and, like, somebody brought over, like, eight, like, those free Jimmy John's sandwiches. So they're small, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, everyone could have one, you know, basically, because there's like, seven or eight of us working at the time. He took six.
He's one of those guys.
He's one of those guys. It's like, all right. I'm not surprised that he thinks that not at eating all. His own boogers, you know, builds his immune system. But
why is the world a terrible place? It's like all these people don't care about their hygiene like they're a fucking pirate or something.
Oh, my gosh.
See what hey, I like it.
Pirates are cleaner than you think, okay?
Until they throw up in your face or throw up into a bucket and throw it at you.
Guess what? That's also true. Also came about this week, other in between my UTI and my food poisoning. And that is
Sea of Thieves closed beta. I almost said open beta.
It is the closed beta. Yay! Mm-hmm. That was a game we talked about last time that I was looking forward to.
Yeah. So now we actually get time. To play it.
And it's here. And it's a lot of fun.
It is.
It's a whole like, lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. And, like, I think Clark can make more tests of this, but, like, with Alpha, we were like, there is a steep learning curve right away. They don't really have tutorials or anything in this game.
No. They just, you're launched in, which I actually kind of like.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I do, too.
Because that's some of the fun we have playing the game is, like, I think we talked to our buddy Ben about this when we were playing. It's like you are since it's a closed beta, so it's not even near the full game. So you're not getting to do everything. So it does repeat itself over and over, but like you still have fun learning how to do things as you play. Like you discover ways to play it to accomplish what you want to accomplish, and it just feels new every time you play because you're just learning things you can and cannot do.
Now let me go ahead by all means.
I'd say let me state that me. Dustin, our friend Ben, and our friend Garlos are basically the black fucking pearl. Because if we see you in the seas, we're going for you. Yeah. And we're going to catch up to you because we have a surefire method of getting to you.
Yeah.
Watch out, we got a badass over here.
Oh, boy. You're goddamn right. Because we're gonna shoot your ship down, and I'm not even going to give you time to like build. I'm getting on your ship, and I'm assassinating you.
Chris actively launches himself towards other ships.
I want to do the thing where you load yourself into a cannon and fire yourself off. I want to do that and land on a ship and just murder everybody. Oh, that's my dream goal for that game. It will happen at one point. I hope there's an achievement for it.
Now, shooting yourself out of a cannon, it's a risky move. I maybe have a 5% success rate.
But he does it every time.
But it's fun.
It is a lot of fun, and you don't take that much fall damage.
And even if I land in the middle of the ocean away from them, I'm going to talk to a mermaid, and that mermaid's going to bring me right back to my ship. And I'm going to do it again, because if I get on your ship, you're dead.
I just like showing people stuff.
I'm going to punch a shark in the face. I've done it.
Yeah, Chris likes to knife sharks to death. He doesn't even shoot them. He just knifes them to death.
It's a bold strategy, but effective.
Yeah, we were playing a little last night, and I was trying to steer the ship, and both Carlos and Adam were just showing me the map of the island we were going to, so I couldn't see the compass. I couldn't see where I was going. I just was like, thanks, guys. I get to see where we're going in stereo somehow, visually, which is great. So
they're showing that. You where you're going, and in the middle of those two maps, I'm showing you what fucking time it is.
Yeah, Chris is just showing me a clock. Like,
thanks. It's literally just a pocket watch. It's not what he's like. You know what time it is. It's not like that. Like, I mean, you literally know what time it is because he's showing you. But
I mean, it's I remember Adam saying last night that, yep, I'm not playing with Chris. It's going to be a griefing session. I mean, that's a fair chance that's going to happen. But man, when we're in pursuit of something, or if we really want treasure and stuff, I'm all in. It's fun.
Yeah, so like when you play with four people, it's a bigger ship with three masts. So you have three sails and then somebody steering the ship. So like when we're in pursuit, there's a way to move the sails, you know, left or right to get them in the wind.
To catch the wind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like what we do, we're in the big ship. If we want to pursue somebody, you know, at this point, like Ben would be steering. Like Carlos would take the front sail. I would take the middle sail. Chris would take the back sail. And we would just constantly keep it in the wind, and we just catch them quick because obviously they're not doing the same thing; they're just trying to run. So mm-hmm. we pull up alongside of them with our four cannons and just let loose.
No, and honestly, it's not even all four. Like I think Ben jumps down and helps, but I think for the most part he stays in the steering wheel. And Carlos are like sharpshooters on those cannons.
Good. I only use one. I don't jump around. I reload, I get 10 cannonballs on my body, and I just let loose.
I like to load up on cannonballs and then load every single cannon before we like take off and then get more cannonballs. So you can just pick your one, go for it.
That's exactly it.
And sailing like a little, your little dinky one-person ship, it's fun for like, all you're doing is manual labor in a video game. Right. But they're making it fun because you have to account for the wind by adjusting the angle of your sail. You can go faster if your sail's all the way down, or you can slow down by raising it a little bit, so only a little bit's catching the wind. And you have to worry about your anchor and like steering, and you're doing this all by yourself on a little tiny ship. And you can Tokyo drift by lowering the anchor, going full speed, and then just cranking the wheel one way.
That's exactly how we win all these dogfights.
Like there's finesse to it, which is fun to figure out.
Because that's what we do when we go parallel with an enemy ship. We shoot on them, and then we drop the anchor and Tokyo drift around. Yep. And then we go right back into shooting them.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. It's not as robust as the Alpha, right?
Well, the Alpha, it's very similar to the Alpha. Actually, the only thing that the Alpha had was like, so you can get voyages right now in beta from one guy. I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but like basically it's like he gives you treasure maps.
The gold people. Or the gold guild or something like that.
Yeah, it's whoever likes the gold. Austin Powers gold member. And he just gives you maps to go and find treasure. Now those are maps that have X's on them or they're like riddles.
Depending on how many steps there are, yeah.
Yeah, and the Alpha had one that was also like the skull guild or like shadow of magic.
I saw them in game. It's just like it's like a, I don't know best way to put it, like a gothic room filled with skulls everywhere, right?
Yeah, it's like mystical magic esque
supernatural.
Yeah, and when we would do their missions, they would just be like, you need to go kill somebody. You know, a skeleton that's raised from the dead. They don't have that in Alpha. Now there's going to be a third one, which I'm thinking is the chick that's on the docks.
It's like right up there working on stuff.
I watched a video about all three of them, and I forget what the third one is. I'll be honest.
It's either the one, or it's either she's giving you missions, or she allows you to somewhat customize your ship. Because if we can customize our ship,
you can eventually.
CVDs are hitting the high seas.
Mm-hmm.
You will, if you ever play.
I like the way that sounded.
And there's a sail. It's going to be a black sail, probably. Mm-hmm. And there's a crudely yet expertly drawn picture of Casper Van Dien's face on it, wearing a pirate hat. You know who's coming.
Yeah,
it's fucking beautiful.
It's
but
just know we're gonna try to sink you and take your cannonballs because we fire a lot of them. So
I believe the rumor is next month in February, the open beta will land because in March is the release of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it would make sense that February will have an open beta. If you somehow didn't manage to get in the closed beta, highly recommend it. It's on PC and Xbox One. It's crossplay, and if you buy it for one, you have it for both. So,
yeah, which is great.
I just hope that the open beta is a lot easier to install.
Yeah. To be fair, it was a little difficult to figure out how to install the closed beta on PC because if you search for it in the Microsoft Store, like you're told to,
yeah,
it doesn't show up. Because I have. On Windows 10, you can have the Xbox app, and it's basically like you're running your Xbox dashboard on your PC, and there's a few games that are basically you can play on either platform that if you own it. And I had a message from the Sea of Thieves dev team on my Xbox saying, hey, the closed beta is here, it's coming now tomorrow, you can install it right now. Here's the link, and it'll explain to you how to do it. And so I literally followed the step-by-step instructions that they gave to me to go through the Microsoft Store, and that's not how you did it. That's not how you do it at all.
I just jokingly bring it up because Dustin couldn't find it.
Here's what I'm going to say on it. I was like, well, that's weird. Let me search through it through this a couple other means, and I figured it out. I didn't have to contact Microsoft support like somebody.
Well, that's not the reason I contacted Microsoft support. I will say your instructions on how to install it is actually what helped me install it onto mine.
Mm-hmm.
Chris was trying to help me figure it out because anytime I tried to search for it in the Microsoft Store, the closed beta didn't show up. So I was like, I don't understand how to do this. So we figured, okay, well, maybe it's like Carlos. Maybe I need like my pre-order receipt, you know, code or whatever, and I could not find that email. So that's why I got in touch with Microsoft support saying, hey, I pre-ordered this game, I can't find my receipt of purchase, and I think I need a code from that in order to play the closed beta. That was well before you started to say, no, just go into the Xbox app, search for it there, install it.
To be fair, the instructions that were given to me from clicking on that link that's like, here's how you do it, it says you need a code.
That's why I said you need to find a code. Is it on your email or something?
That's the reason I contacted them. So then this guy, Winston was his name.
He likes Overwatch.
Yeah. He sends me a link that I click on, and it just says install an Xbox or coming soon. That's grayed out. And I was like, okay, does that just mean it's like I can't install it yet? That just the game's not out yet. And also, I'm not on my Xbox. I'm on my PC. And then he comes back and tells me it's an Xbox exclusive. And I have to go, but it's cross-play with PC. Tells me that you can't play it on PC yet. And I was like, okay.
Microsoft.
Yeah. Thanks, Winston.
Send an all-points bulletin out to everybody.
Yeah, so that's the only reason I contacted them was to get my receipt code that I thought I needed and couldn't find.
That's a little better.
Yeah, and then once he was telling me I couldn't play it on PC, that's when I was reading your instructions, and I was downloading the Xbox app and then installing it, and I was like, okay, well, I'm installing it on my PC right now, so thanks, I guess. Like, bye. Thanks, Winston.
Have a good one.
Yeah. He did not get a good review.
But in the end, about Sea of Thieves, like, it's a lot of fun. I'm glad that they haven't shown, Microsoft stated that they haven't shown most of the game yet. Because if this is all the game was, I'm like, oof.
It'd get boring pretty quick, probably.
That would get old after a month, maybe.
This would be a good game that's if this is all it was, this would be a good game that I'd pay $20 for. But not a full price, because it's not a full game. But I'm excited to see what else they can add to this.
There's a lot of good potential.
I want to see bigger ships, you know. I don't know.
I want a ship where you can put six
people. Yeah.
I want a three-man crew. I don't understand what
that means. Or a three-man, yeah.
A ship with just two masts.
I think when the full release comes out, I'm sure it will be, you can just jump in with however many, up to 4 or 5 or whatever, crew members, and you won't be match made. I think that's just for the beta.
Yeah, because there's probably a lot of just solo people that want to play on a bigger one that they're just like, yeah, we'll just throw you in.
I think. I could be wrong. Yeah. Probably am. But.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see. Look forward to the open beta, everybody. Come play with
definitely.
Us.
Definitely. Yes.
Come play with us. And then, you know, if we put a hole through your ship because you're trying to get on our junk, you can always repair your ship with a nice wood plank.
Ooh. I just like that the first ship that we really started attacking as the 4-man crew, they were British gentlemen, and we just started mocking them.
We did. At some point, I don't remember who it was. It was either Ben or Carlos.
You sound like you're from London.
You sound like I'm from London. It was like, oh my God, guys. Word of advice. Yeah, word of advice. If you're going to play that game, turn on your proximity chat because
it's great. I will also say thank you, Chris, for ruining my segue.
Yes, I love that segue too. I was like, oh, that's perfect.
Anyway. What did I do?
I thought it was great. I heard it.
I was building to it, and you just crushed my dreams. That's okay. I'm sorry. It's
bro,
okay.
Let's start over that one. Start it over.
Anyway, this week's podcast is brought to you again by Slumber Yard Handcrafted. Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to build your dream. Visit their website today to see their portfolio, a calendar of upcoming events, and schedule a free design session. And you can do that at slumberyardhandcrafted.com. As I'm sure most of you know by now, but for your new listeners, because I think we're still pulling some new people in, Slumberyard is run by our dear friend Josh and his wife Julie. They're local to our area up here in Northern Illinois, and they make some damn fine handcrafted wood, woodworks, I guess is the best way to describe all the stuff they can do. I myself have a floating, quote-unquote, platform bed for my nice big bed that he made for us, or us being my wife and I, and we freaking love it. Chris, you have a beer caddy. Mm-hmm. Dustin, you have plenty of ideas for him to build, Josh to build you some stings. I don't know what that word was.
I think it's stings.
I was going to say stuff and things, and it just kind of blended.
I like stings.
Stings. he doesn't only have a website. You can check him out on Instagram at Slumberyard Handcrafted every Tuesday evening at 9 p.m. Central Time. He goes live sometimes with a fellow woodworking person, often with just him or his wife, and they do giveaways and talk about projects they have coming up in the future, and they do a little behind the scenes action that's pretty entertaining to watch, I gotta say. As a man who knows a little bit about, you know, tools and woodworking and stuff like that, I can learn some things, which is always fun. And every stream they usually do a giveaway as well, and ranges from t-shirts or hats to actual like tools, clamps, anything, everything in between. So go check him out on Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Central. And then I think randomly yesterday on Thursday he went live too. So keep an eye out.
Well, it's nice too is that you he actually puts out, if it's tools at least, what he wants, what he's going to give away. Like he'll have a vote on like which one is better, and if the one with the higher votes he gives away.
Yeah,
so it's very interactive.
Very. Very, very interactive and very, I guess, I don't know what the right word to be, consumer or viewer friendly. Mm-hmm. I guess either one of those works because you're consuming the media or you're also viewing it. So he's very customer orientated, which is always nice to see, especially for, well, he's not so little anymore, a rising star in the woodworking area.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But he's the reason why you're listening to us on iTunes or Google Play or Podbean or what was the other one we just got to?
iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio. Hey-o. He is a huge help in us being up there. And is a huge supporter of us. So obviously we're a huge supporter of him. And also he's a dear, dear friend. But we have a giveaway coming up as well for some Slumberyard handcrafted merch. Am I right?
We correct. Do. We do.
What's the plan, boys?
Well, I think what we would like to do is to further get the word out about our podcast. We're going to ask our listeners to share on, you know, Instagram.
Are we going to do Instagram, or do you want to expand it to Twitter or Facebook too?
I would expand it. I would say do Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. No, I'd say however you want to, you know, share and tell people to come listen to us. Include the hashtag CGY giveaway and post a picture of what you are currently playing right now.
Any platform, PC, yeah. Mm-hmm. Xbox, yeah. Dreamcast, hey. Atari.
Links.
But more important, how you're going to do that is you're going to go to either our Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, which can all be found by searching for at CGY Podcast. Go to one of those three, go to multiple of them, and put your hashtag, come get your giveaway, or CGY giveaway, which stands for come get your giveaway, and then post what you're playing. And by the next time we record, we will pick a winner, and so let's see. The winner will be announced on, let me get my calendar up here, it'll be February, what? This episode's going to go out on January 30th, so the winner will be announced on February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day.
Ooh. You're going to get a good present for your loved ones,
so
for yourself.
So we have one hat or two hats?
I think it's one.
Okay, so we have, there will be two winners. You won't be the same person, I hope, but we'll figure out a randomizer on how to pick a winner, and one person will receive a super slick Slumberyard handcrafted hat, and the other person will receive a, I think, Heather Gray Slumberyard handcrafted t-shirt, and once we pick the winners, we'll message you, and you can send us your size, and we'll get it all squared away. So check out slumberyardhandcrafted.com. And at Slumberyard Handcrafted on Instagram and Facebook. And then go to at CGY Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. And enter our giveaway. Hashtag CGY Giveaway.
Boom. And then keep peeked on our social media, because we're probably going to be linking that bad boy around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'll be noticing some stuff and some mentions. And we'll get some stuff going.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Slumberyard. All right. News?
You know what I miss?
What's that?
Remember the first Xbox?
The original? The OG?
Yeah, OG. Yeah. Not Xbox One. I know that's very confusing out there.
Yeah. But the first Xbox? Yeah, how big it actually was?
Yeah, the brick mammoth.
And you had to buy the special remote so you could unlock the DVD drive?
Yes.
Yep. It was massive controllers.
Oh, the original.
I didn't even know they had a name to them until recently.
Really?
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called? Opened my eyes today.
What's it called?
I think they're called the Duke Nukem John Cena Edition Xbox controller.
Well, they are now.
well, yeah, now, that's sticking.
The original Xbox controller, the mammoth that it was.
The kick-ass Duke.
Fondly known as the Duke. It's about as big as my head, and I have a large head.
Yeah, if you don't know what this looks like, I would encourage you to look it up online. It is big.
And it was completely useless.
Yes.
If you had anything smaller than very large hands, it was impossible to hold. And if you held it for more than 5 minutes, your hands would start going numb because of how you had to contort your fingers. There were black and white buttons randomly at the bottom of it that made no sense to have there. There were no shoulder buttons at that time. Like, you could get at least a 6-inch Subway sandwich held in the same amount of hand width space to kind of bring it back to earlier. And very quickly, and I mean within like 6 months, maybe a little more, they revised it so it was a little smaller, and the black and white buttons, which eventually became shoulder buttons, were on the top. And it wasn't a mess to hold.
I didn't so much mind the black and white buttons, because that led to the triggers, which is fine, you know, putting up top. But it was the giant circular just Xbox logo in the middle that was like a little globe that was there for nothing.
It was literally just branding.
Yeah. Like, it's bigger. If you look up a picture of it, it's bigger than the D-pad. It's bigger than the thumbsticks. It's the biggest thing on the controller. And
the D-pad sucked, too.
Nothing. Yeah. Oh, God.
It was terrible. Nobody liked it, and they eventually phased it out completely until Lazarus went back to his lab and is now raising it from the dead.
Because for some reason.
Yeah, Because one guy at Microsoft had it as his dream to be able to bring the Duke controller back to the masses. And someone at Microsoft said, go for it. So the Duke is coming back, baby.
So, I mean, you told me this morning, because I didn't know about this. Mm-hmm. You had the Duke controller, and I'm like, what? What is that? And I looked it up, and I'm like, why?
It's coming back.
Why is this back? Because I do remember how big and awkward it was. I never had an OG Xbox. My neighbor did, so I'd play it. I just was like, this controller is awful.
If you're happy about it, good. If you're not happy about it, you can blame Seamus Blackley.
if you're happy about it, you just gotta keep it to yourself.
He is the man who is the force driven behind this. I will say, however, instead of having the useless Xbox logo in the center of the controller, it is now going to be a second screen. I don't think it'll be a touchscreen, but maybe, I don't know, maybe future iterations could be. So at least I don't know what kind of purpose it'll have, but it'll have a purpose. So there's that. Yeah, it's
no pass, hard pass.
Yeah, I don't. There's no point in it.
It's bigger than a softball, not as depth, not as much depth wise, but it is bigger than a softball.
Yeah, if you want to know how it felt to play on one of those things, imagine trying to play a video game on a softball, basically,
and like the comically large softballs, not like a regulation one.
Yeah, it just it makes no sense.
I mean, like, my hands can handle this, but I think it's going to be $70, so pass.
Yeah, you should pay me $70 to use it.
Yeah.
And even then,
I should get a tax write-off for using it.
Yes.
So that's just some kind of fun, irreverent news I saw from the past couple weeks. In slightly more ominous tones, last episode, I believe it was me who said I was looking forward to the next David Cage game, Detroit Beyond Human. Wait, no, not Beyond Human. Detroit, what? Fuck, what's the subtitle?
Almost Human.
Almost Human.
Yeah, you had me thinking Beyond Human now, too.
I was confusing Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah.
David Cage, CEO and founder of Quantic Dream, which is a French video game company who you will know from Heavy Rain and Beyond Two Souls.
Also, it's Become Human. Sorry.
Thank you. Become
Human. It's kind of ironic that maybe he should take that as advice, but whatever.
Earlier this month, a few French publications, Le Monde, Canard PC, and Mediapart, separately all published reports saying that working for David Cage at Quantic Dream is a fucking nightmare.
Why is it a nightmare?
Well, he allegedly is of the type to come Friday, everybody's looking forward to their weekend, go home, see their family. Very last minute, say everyone needs to stay this weekend and work through the weekend into next week. And maybe the following weekend you can go home and see your family. And if you don't, you're fired. Or he likes to cram in 80, 90 hour work weeks consistently. Also, another guy he runs the company with, both of them have been alleged to either make sexual advances towards some of the female staffers there, or just in general be very not workplace appropriate, to the point of making racist or sexual jokes. Hanging photoshopped art on the wall that ranges from staff members being photoshopped to look like Nazis or in sexual positions, which is obviously terrible, but there is one that makes me laugh, and apparently on the wall somewhere there's a gigantic penis. Sorry. Gigantic dick.
What did I say about that word?
A gigantic dick with balls, and the balls are farting. Why? So
I was drawn by the booger eater.
Yeah.
I just think of Superbad now.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought of too. No, that's exactly.
Yeah.
So staff members, maybe not to his face. I hope to his face. Ironically refer to him as Papa, Sun King, or God, which I don't think he's requesting that, but part of me thinks he's probably requesting God.
I don't think he's a generous God either.
So he's accused of making homophobic and racist remarks and allowing it to take place in the workplace, to which reportedly his response to these allegations were, "You want to talk about homophobia? I worked with Ellen Page, who fights for LGBT rights. You want to talk about racism? I work with Jesse Williams, who fights for civil rights in the USA. Judge me by my work," end quote.
It's just so much of that.
Oh, man.
I'm not homophobic. Ask my gay friend.
I'm not racist. Okay. Ask this black man I worked with.
Yeah, once. Like, oh, Jesus, man.
If that's true, that's not how you really want to...
No.
Respond to that. There's a lot to unpack here, but we don't have that. I mean, I could go on for hours about this probably, but we don't have that much time.
No. Guys, is this on us? Adam and I talked about this a little, and it just seems it's a weird coincidence, but like lately, anytime we bring up something we're looking forward to in the podcast, very shortly later, something like this comes out. So like, we were praising Dr. Disrespect for his streaming and winning an award. A couple days later, he makes a video that he was unfaithful to his wife. We're excited about Destiny 2 coming out. We're looking forward to it. We're playing it.
Even after it came out, yeah.
Even after we came out, we're like, yeah, we love this. Then we find out about all the shit that Bungie's been doing, and it's like, okay. Last episode, Adam's like, I'm really looking forward to this. I agree with it. I'm looking forward to this game. I played Heavy Rain. I loved it. A couple days later, this news comes out. Like, are we cursed?
We might
be
cursed.
Is this on us?
Sorry, everybody.
Man.
I started doing some research into, like, well, what other people he's worked with in the past. How do they feel about it? And I never played Beyond Two Souls. We said last time neither of you guys had played Beyond Two Souls. Stars Ellen Page and Willem Dafoe as like the main characters. And apparently there's a shower scene in Beyond Two Souls with starring Ellen Page where she's nude and they show her breasts and everything, except that it's not her body. It was a body double and they put her head on it, on this body double, which, sure, that, you know, whatever, that happens in movies, that are, you know, butt doubles or body doubles, whatever. Except they didn't ask her about it. Like, they didn't ask her, like, hey, there's going to be a nude scene at one point. We're not going to use your body. Like, can we? That question was never asked.
Yeah.
So the game came out, and she, understandably so, was, what the fuck? And apparently, David Cage doesn't pay much mind to those kinds of seemingly simple questions to ask when working with your actors or, basic human rights. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just so fucked up. It's just so fucked up.
So, I don't feel good about this
no
game anymore, which, I mean, I still kind of want to play it, but like it, cause I mean, you know, whatever, like at least people are working that hard on this stuff. Like they deserve some money, but
right. These people are being treated so poorly. Like I almost want to support them at least and play the game that they're slaving over. But like at the same time, I don't want to reward this idiot for.
Once again, these are all allegations. None of this has been proven to be true, but the stories seem consistent going back to like Heavy Rain and stuff like that. Well, so
I mean, there's even like for like journalists or news organizations, they just need two sources and they're like, let's do it, and we got three.
Yeah, all three. There's three different newspapers and publishers who report about this, and they all, like I said at the top, they all did it separately. So
yeah. I guess it's hard to, you know, there's yeah, like you said, there's no hard facts to it, but I believe, to me, I think it's true. You know, if
seems like it, or there's smoke, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see what comes of this.
It should be noted also, Quantic Dream and David Cage and his business partner, whose name is, oh God, I have no idea how to print. This is so French. So pardon in advance. Guillaume de Fondomier. I butchered it completely. I know it, and I apologize.
sounded great to me.
Anywho, both of these people who these reports are coming out against have denied it. So go figure. But
yeah. I mean, to turn that around, you know, like, let's not talk about a bad publisher anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's turn around to Epic Games.
Good guy, Epic Games.
What's Epic doing? They come out with the new stuff?
So you know they had Fortnite, right? Mm-hmm. They had the base Fortnite game.
Yes.
Which I don't know if it did that well or not, though. You know, I don't even really know much about the game.
It had some hype leading up to its release.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah.
But then they released the free Battle Royale mode, which has been tremendously popular. Mm-hmm. Not my cup of tea. I think it's a little too cartoony for me, but it's doing very well.
Yeah.
Blowing the fuck up.
Now, they released another game. A couple years ago, right? Yeah.
It's been a couple years.
It's a MOBA for consoles called Paragon. Well, that's basically not getting any play anymore, so they're shutting down.
Well, I don't know if it's not getting any play. I think it's just the amount of support that Fortnite requires now. I don't think they can spend as much time as they'd like on Paragon.
And yeah, that's...
It's definitely not as popular, obviously, but like, I think Epic is just like, we know where we need to focus our efforts.
And even just to credit Epic in general, like, they put a MOBA on console, which at that point wasn't the norm.
No.
And then the same thing with Fortnite, Battle Royale mode, before PUBG came to Xbox, like, they put a Battle Royale game on console. And now it's the only Battle Royale game on PlayStation, so they have that going for them now, too. So they're bringing PC stuff to console, which is nice to see.
Yeah, and the even better thing, which is great, is that because that they're spending so much time on Fortnite and know that they can't give the resources to Paragon, if you ever bought Paragon, even if it was the first day, they're giving you a full refund.
Yeah. Anything you've purchased in the game, any money you spent on the game, they're giving you a full refund.
That's amazing.
That's pretty.
You never hear that.
That's a classy move.
That is fantastic.
So, same with Chris. Fortnite's not my cup of tea. It's fun, and it's great that it's on console, and it's great that it's now, I mean, it's on PS4, so, like, those guys have something in contrast with, like, PUBG. But they didn't have to. They could just, you know, kept the money, put it towards Fortnite. I'm sure they did, but I'm sure they've also made gangbusters on Fortnite Battle Royale.
Oh yeah.
Well, there's those dances and stuff they can do. Like the coolest one that I've seen, that it's just the beginning in dance that you start with is from Scrubs. It's Turk doing Poison, and I saw that and I was like, I love it because I love Scrubs.
It's nice to see that they're doing this.
Yeah. I mean, same with you guys. I played Fortnite a couple times. It's not for me. I'd never played Paragon, but like, I just like seeing a game developer like this just say, you know, hey, we're gonna close this down, move our efforts to this, we're gonna give you all your money back. Like, that ensures, like, hey man,
what would you guys think about them selling the game
to where that or selling Paragon
selling
mean?
Paragon, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah, sure. I again.
If they have the player base,
yeah, you know, that's the thing. I don't know what the numbers are for concurrent players, or, you know, lately. But it is one of the only MOBAs on console, so I'm sure there's at least, you know, a decent amount of people. Well, I think that's going to almost wrap up the episode. We have a couple more things to talk about.
Tweet. Corner.
Oh, shit. Where did I put my phone?
Oh, well, I have them in front of me.
Oh, that works.
So I think we got three lovelies for you.
Go on.
I'm going to change the first one a little bit. Instead of five, I'm going to change it to three.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's fine.
So the first one comes from Jeff, allegedly, @ allegedly Jeff. at CGY Podcast, what's the official Come Get Your Podcast top three power ranking for fast food places? Hashtag Tweet Corner, hashtag Explain Fast Food to a Caveman.
All right. Number three.
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
This is for the CGY official, not...
That's true.
Individual.
That is true. Yeah. What would be our top three?
I'm going to lob in Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
I thought DQ. We'll see DQ 3.
Okay.
I like that.
Beefaroo, 1 or 2? Or is it even on the list?
I mean, that's more local.
It's got to be on the list.
Yeah.
Because it's local, and I fucking love me some Beefaroo.
Yeah. And then my vote for number one is just Chipotle. But that's obvious.
Okay, so we're going to go DQ, Beefaroo, Chipotle as a contender.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Porty's as my contender for number one. Portillo's.
Damn it.
Is that fast food?
I can go through a drive through.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. I mean, how about
I also love me some Culver's, too.
Culver's is good, too.
So maybe we got to go back to the top five. I mean,
okay.
We might have to.
The original tweet was top five, you guys.
All right. Number five. Do you want to put DQ there?
Yes.
Okay. Number four was what?
Culver's.
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 Okay. I'm okay with that. Number three.
Beefaroo.
Number two?
I'm going to go Chipotle at number two, then.
And then
number one, Porty's.
Portillo's.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's our official list.
Man,
explain fast food to a caveman. It's Buffalo comes to you.
well, hold on. If you have it delivered, yeah. We're staying.
Right. I love that.
All right, what's the next tweet?
So, I know nothing about this, but this is probably more towards Dustin, but from at KatieDoodles8.
That's 2018, actually.
2018. Well, but her Twitter handle is at KatieDoodles8. At CGWay Podcast, reminder to talk about the crazy thing about the girl with my name. Yep. Okay, what?
Yeah, so we found out, we were trying to drive around.
What's happening in June?
June 2nd, Katie and I are getting married. And we were just driving around a couple weekends ago, and Katie gets this message from another Katie, same last name, everything.
I'll edit that out, but yeah, just so Chris knows.
Yeah. No, I knew.
So, yeah, they have the same same first name, same last name. She's out in somewhere like South Dakota or somewhere, but she gets a message in Facebook Messenger that says, "Hey, I just wanted you to know they both have the same name. We also have our registry at Bed Bath & Beyond. And we're also getting married on June 2nd.
What?
Yeah.
It's fucked up, right?
Yeah. So to which I looked at Katie and I go, what's her fiance's name? Because if it's Dustin, I'm going to lose my mind. And it's not. It's Aaron. So that's about as far as that goes. But it freaked us out where it was like, so we both have the same... We're both registered at the same place.
I thought it was a couple. Both have the
same name. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then both... We're both getting married on June 2nd this year.
What?
It's great. It creeps
She's going to have to send, like, pictures and video so we can talk to everybody back and forth during the day.
Yeah, and I think they kept talking to each other, like, for the whole day. So Katie and I decided that I think we're going to send them, like a gift.
Oh,
that's cool. I like it.
Like, hey, congratulations on getting married. Like, I just kind of a cool little thing.
Yeah.
So it was just a funny, weird coincidence.
Small world.
Yeah. Like on the other side of the country, but like, all right, that's kind of weird. But
I once talked to a guy whose name is Chris Ronk in Seattle. He's a gay funeral director. That's all I got.
Just last week, one of my good friends sent me a brochure at a symposium he's going to be at, and there's going to be an Adam Clark there who's a world leading violinist. And split,
take him down.
And split is like Carnegie Hall, and that's why. Well, that's what I said. I was like, "Do you think if I like kill him, I get his powers?"
I think that's how it works.
I think that's how that works.
Yeah,
that's how it worked in Heroes.
He's like, you might have. He's like, you might have to eat their heart or soul, but I think that's how that works. It's like, okay, but regardless, I'm putting it on my resume.
Yes,
prove it's not me.
Yeah, hey, look it up. It'll show. Just don't look at a picture.
I look bad in those pictures. Don't even.
It was a bad hair day.
that's really crazy though.
Yeah, yeah, seriously, the same day. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, I'm not so surprised about like Bed Bath and Beyond. I think everybody.
That's a standard.
Yeah, but like same name, same date. We're getting married. I thought it was funny.
What's the dude's last name? Is it Moeller?
I have no idea.
I don't think it was.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
That would have been.
Or if his middle name's even Dustin.
His middle name's Dustin. That'd be fucking perfect.
Oh my god.
No, that's crazy. That's a small world syndrome right there. You know. So our last one. Well, I'm gonna tweet. This is a good one. I like this one a lot.
Yeah.
Comes from Josh, our friend Josh at Clovercrest, at CGY Podcast. Is there any movie or movies you are scared to watch alone in the dark? For me, Silent Hill is on that list. You go, same question, but also for video games. For me, there are two movies I think that have really scared me. I'm not, like, we talked about this last podcast. I'm not really, like, I don't like scared things. You know, I don't like the feeling of being scared. But I remember when I was, like, 12, I made the stupid mistake of watching Blair Witch Project at, like, midnight.
Really?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, and that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, 12, for sure.
And then, only more recently... like a couple years ago, but that is, I think it was called Sinister, where the guy Ethan Hawke,
yeah, or
watched movies.
That's Sinister, I think so.
It might not be Sinister. Conjuring? I don't know. No, I think it's Sinister.
Okay, yeah, I think.
But like he watches movies, and it's like people killing their families. Like I didn't get like super scared, but like man, it did freak me out.
Unsettling.
Like
sure.
Like there's a video of the dude killing people with the lawnmower. Oh, I was done at that point.
I need to watch that.
That freaked me out. But video games, I can probably safely say four, actually. I'll do the three probably most common ones you guys heard of. So recently, PT, like we talked about before. Whew, that still freaks me out. Resident Evil 2, when I was younger, really freaked me out. And same goes with Silent Hill, the first one.
Or two.
Because, okay. Because like you have that static, it's foggy.
Or, yeah, the static everything. Radio thing was... unsettling.
The fourth one is probably a game most people haven't heard of, but I played it when I was like 10. It was a Sierra Games one, and it was Phantasmagoria.
Oh, I played Phantasmagoria.
That scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. Are you kidding me? Ugh, I still kind of get a little weird. Oof. That's it for me. I'm going to go clean my brain.
For me... the movie and or movies, The Exorcist, that movie still freaks the shit out of me. I prefer to not even watch that with other people in the room. I don't like the way that movie makes me feel. And The Conjuring, as Adam said, for some reason that movie also just freaks me the fuck out.
I've been meaning to.
There's just like it's not that scary of a movie, but like there's just certain parts that like. I remember the first time I watched it, I was in a room. We were visiting my sister and brother-in-law up in Minneapolis when they lived up there. And, like, I was in the room with my family, and I, like, my fucking palm started sweating for some reason. Like, I just, there's something about that movie just kind of freaked me out. Video game-wise, I really only have two. I think Chris already said it, Silent Hill. Just freaked. I mean, it's just a freaky-ass game. And PT. These are the only ones that I can think of recently that have freaked me out. Not even like Resident Evil 7, as I said, in VR is pretty fucking scary, but like it's not as bad as I thought PT was for sure.
That's like jump scare scary.
Yeah. So like, you know, there's probably some I'm forgetting, you know, from the past, but Fear, I don't know. It's
the first Fear is actually kind of unsettling.
Yeah. But those are more unsettling rather than actually like scary to me.
I think those can go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a few video games. PT's one of them, because duh, obviously.
Yeah, it's...
Another one is Amnesia Eternal... Or wait, Amnesia The Descent, I believe is what it's called.
Yeah. I've heard that one.
I don't know if I've ever played that.
It's pretty... I mean, it's not... Once you realize kind of stuff that's going on, it's not terrible, but, like, for the first three quarters of the game, it's pretty unsettling. It's another one of those, you don't have any weapons, you can only hide kind of games, survival horror. And it's kind of, is one of the first ones that, like, started that whole genre, like Outlast and all that other stuff.
Sure.
And then one from when I was a kid is Eternal Darkness, which I played on the GameCube, but I think was also on the PlayStation.
I just thought of that. I'm like, I remember, like, that comes to my mind, but I never played it, but I'm like, that was on the GameCube.
Yeah.
Like, a more child-ish pushing console.
Like, yeah, that game was scary as hell, and a mindfuck as well, which was awesome for my child brain. As far as movies go, I'm gonna say The Strangers.
Oof.
Which, if you have not seen that movie, and you like... feeling uneasy and scared, watch that. But if you don't like it, don't watch it, because it is too real.
That makes you want to close all the blinds in your house and fucking
taking a pass on that.
Make sure all your doors are locked.
The first time I watched it was in theaters in the middle of like rural Illinois, and
fuck,
that was tough.
Look, I only just looked up the poster for The Strangers, and I'm already out,
dude. That movie.
It's one of those things where the entire time for, or not the entire time, but for like the majority of the movie, once the main characters get to a certain place, like the bad guys, quote unquote, are there. You have to look for them, but they're there.
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's a sequel coming out apparently this March.
I did know about that. I'm not looking forward to it because it doesn't need a sequel, and it's going to be a direct sequel. But maybe it'll be good. Who knows?
I just thought of another video game.
What's that?
Dead Space.
Oh, sure.
That game, I remember. I that game freaked me out.
That game has atmosphere.
And then I...
Oh, yeah.
Have either of you played Alien Isolation?
Yes.
No.
I have not played that, but I've heard that's freaky.
It's pretty freaky.
But I wonder if that's just more anxiety-inducing.
Sort of, but also, if you have a PlayStation camera and you set that up, it tracks your movements, and it also tracks how loud you are.
Oh, God.
Which plays into it.
I think as far as, like, type of scare, I think PT was the only game that really, like, psychologically got to me, like...
So good. Which is worth mentioning, a fan made a PC port to that game that is very, very new, so it's not fleshed out at all, but they're in the makings of making it a thing again, which will be good.
I'll play it again.
Yeah. That game's worth it. That game's worth it. That does it, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's it. That's it for Tweet Corner. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. If you want to be on our Tweet Corner, like our fellow friends from this episode, you can tweet at us at CGY Podcast and let us know what you're thinking or want us to think on. And you can also send messages to our Facebook, too, if you want to do it there for some reason, if you don't have Twitter.
Yeah. I want to try to build up that that Tweet Corner hashtag, too, which is nice.
Hashtag Tweet Corner. Get it. Spread it.
Yep.
Spread the word. What else? Let's do some housekeeping here. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play.
Google Play.
If you would also be so kind, rate us. It doesn't have to be a good rating if you don't like it, but rate us on iTunes and Google Play. It really helps us out. Spread the word. Tell your friends if they're into video games. Tell your family if they're into video games.
When we throw out the episode Tuesday, share it, please.
Yes, share it to everywhere. Annoy people. We really want to get this train rolling. And
Also, make sure to include the hashtag CGY giveaway if you want to, because that's one of the requirements.
Please, yeah.
Share our podcast.
Enter our giveaway for some Slumberyard handcrafted swag. And use that hashtag, CGY giveaway, to enter. And I think that does housekeeping. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then, as always... We end every episode with a shower thought from Reddit. I actually had one from that was said in person a couple weeks ago, but I don't know where my phone is, so I can't read it. So I apologize. It'll have to wait till the next one. So we're actually going to the Reddit for this. But this comes from user Rafal Gandhi. And Rafal Gandhi says, drinking water with a minty mouth is the cold version of spicy. And that is going to do it for us here for episode 17 of Come Get Your Podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.